I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Confessions of a Well-Intentioned Preacher. It details how I mistakenly ignored or explained away entire parts of Scripture in order to protect my hearers from legalism. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Lyman Stone writes about the certainty he found in the presence of Christ in his word and sacraments. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
If I ever write this letter,
welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Here in the last half hour of the program on this Wednesday afternoon, we're going to go through some of your listener email, respond to it, and the Issues Etc. comment line. That listener email address is talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the Issues Etc. listener comment line open 24/7 for any question, comment, show suggestion, criticism you may have. We know that our beloved on-demand listeners listen sometimes weeks after the live broadcast. They still want to join the conversation or add something to the conversation. That's what the comment line is for. 618-223-8382. 618-223-8382.
Have you recovered sufficiently from last weekend's 2018 Summer Issues, Etc., Making the Case Conference?
I think as of today, my recovery is complete, but I had forgotten how exhausting it was to do that. And then it took, we overscheduled our weekend, okay, so that my dad was in town, we had the conference, and then we had a very busy Sunday that we spent outside.
On
remember,
Sunday?
Yeah, oh, remember how hot it was. And so by the time Monday rolled around, we took Monday off, and then my Monday got scheduled. I'm a grandfather. My Monday got scheduled similarly. So I've been falling asleep on the couch kind of spontaneously a lot lately. So had I given myself some days to actually rest, I would have been recovered. But as of today, I think I'm recovered.
Now, your alarm clock when you're falling asleep on the couch is probably waiting to be woken up, awakened. Woke, isn't that woke the new term?
I'm already woke, but
You're waiting.
I'm ever going to be.
Your alarm bell will be those St. Louis Cardinals bats noise once
just
again.
Ringing and cracking all over the place, which is why I'm sleeping on the couch, because it's just not happening. I actually slept through almost an entire game the other night. And I was there at the stadium. No, I'm joking. I went. This is a game I watched at home. And we did go to the stadium, by the way.
I know.
Very generously given some tickets by some attendees of the conference who couldn't make it, had bought some tickets. They offered us these tickets, and of course, I took them up on it. We went to the Redbird Club. We had delicious margaritas. We had delicious food and sat in some nice seats. You know, the Redbird Club there sits, it spans.
I don't know. I can't afford to sit in the Redbird Club. I don't even know where it's at, because I don't want to covet it.
It sits right beneath the press box and extends on either side of the press box. So you can either be looking down the third baseline or looking down the first baseline or directly behind home plate. I think those are pretty expensive seats in there directly behind home plate. So I got opportunity to see a game that for once we were hitting. I think there were 4 home runs in that game.
And you affirmed why I don't like going to games in person.
I happened to be sitting near a gentleman who had... There were 2 things.
They're always there.
He had no volume control on his voice, so he had 1 volume. Will Ferrell used to do this SNL skit of a guy who couldn't modulate the volume of his voice. That was this guy. And he was kind of calling the game the whole time. It was, in a way, it was annoying, but in a way, it was rather nice because, you know, when you're sitting there in the bleachers, you can't hear anyone calling the game. You got to figure it out for yourself. So this requires intense concentration on my part because I'm used to Ricky Horton telling me what's happening. Or, well, Mike Shannon, trying to figure out what Mike Shannon is telling me is happening because usually you can't hear him. But as it is, he was kind of calling the game. I heard a lot of his opinions on Cardinals baseball.
That's why don't go. You have Tony La Russa, Whitey Herzog Jr.'s. They're always there. I mean, and they're loud, and they think they know more about baseball than everybody in that stadium. It's I just can't take it. I mean, and they just keep going on and on and on, and they're really not that smart.
Well, that was why going to the Redbird Club was nice, because you can just climb the steps and you're in a glass enclosed area where you can hear the actual guys who were calling the game and sit in some air conditioning. So we did some of that too.
Back to the conference. I did something wise that I hadn't done in the six previous conferences. Before I went to bed, I took two Advil because I'm usually, my body is sore from walking around. Very wise move. However, I think this is the second consecutive year someone graciously handed me a donation check. And I put them in my pants. And immediately when I get home, I put the pants into the laundry, shower, took two Advil, had a beer, went to bed, forgetting about the check in my trousers. So if you were the listener who graciously made a generous donation via check.
And that check is now disintegrated in yes, the Schwarz.
We've looked.
Washing machine.
But the bad part, I cannot stand making the same mistake twice. I think I did it last year too. And Deaconess Fredrickson, our office manager here, was able to track down the person. So if you're one of those people who, one of those two people actually listen to the listener email and the issues, et cetera, comment line, please forgive me. Please rewrite the check. I am sorry. And I will strive to do better next year.
See, the problem this year is that Deaconess is on vacation right now. And we're trying to bug her as little as possible. Believe me, if we had our way, we would still be asking her questions, even though she's relaxing someplace. And she deserves it. She pulled off the conference beautifully. All credit goes to her in terms of the logistics of that conference. She has made, is this her third now that she's done for
us? It's her second. Third. Yeah, it's 2 weeks. She did two last year.
Yeah, year and then this one. And she has it run beautifully. And she's there working, making sure everything is happening. And we can't thank her enough for all the hard work she's putting in.
So contact Lynn, LYNN, at issuesetc.org. And in future conferences, do not hand anything of monetary value to one Jeffrey William Schwarz.
Or have it laminated in advance.
Yeah, laminated. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think they'd cash a laminated check, would they?
I don't know.
What do you think, Craig?
We're living in the 21st century.
Yeah, probably scan it. All right. Shall we response?
Email.
By the way, conference was very, I thought it was a great conference.
I thought it was. We had fantastic speakers, a house full of people. Everybody seemed pretty happy. They ate well, as far as I could tell. We had Pastor Will Whedon was in rare form during the hymn sing. I was just sitting kind of off to the side during the hymn sing, and I could see, I was curious, but I didn't want to glance over there and make him feel nervous, but Hank Hanegraaff was one of the speakers. He was doing two presentations for us on Islam and the prosperity gospel, and he was sitting kind of within eyesight of me, but I didn't want to glance over during the hymn sing, but I know he was there for that thing, and we were singing the hymns of Paul Gerhardt, and you said you saw him enjoying himself during that.
Yes, and he sent a nice text message. I hate to paraphrase. I sent it to you, too, about the worship and just the whole weekend.
He said he was very impressed with the worship. All we did was just we did compline, we did morning prayer, and
we did matins and compline, yeah.
Matins, and he was not there for, I don't think he was there for the divine service, but he had to leave.
But he was there for the hymn sing. And I know we sang O Little Flock, Fear Not the Foe, and Scott Klusendorf was just enthralled with that hymn, never exposed to it. So, great conference.
Thanks to everybody who showed up.
Amen. Here's Jared. He's a podcast listener in Canada. Forgive me, Jared. I'm not a Star Wars groupie, so I might butcher some of these names in your email. I recently listened to the interview with Pastor Ted Geese, he's also a Canadian, on the new Star Wars movie about Han Solo. All these years, I thought it was Han Solo. Craig told me, no, this guy was right. It's Han.
Yes, it's...
That shows you how out of touch I am with the Star Wars whole scheme. And I was mildly disappointed that the conversation did not mention the strong sacrificial theme embedded in that movie. Both Han Solo and Kyra? Kira? Do you know Pastor Wilkin?
I don't know. Haven't seen the movie.
Nobody knows.
We have Ted to see the movies. I just host the show.
Both Han Solo and Kyra make sacrifices during the course of the movie, which your conversation may have veered away from in order to not spoil the movie too much. Han sacrifices, or at least delays his dream of getting a ship and becoming the best pilot, and instead tries to work his way back to Corellia to rescue Kyra. Kyra herself also gives a huge sacrifice for Han, not Hans. Both in a kind of twist where Han can't really be sure if she betrayed him or what her real intentions were, and as a reversal of what the man/woman roles in a relationship should be. Han would most definitely have given his life to protect Kyra, but instead she reverses that role and sacrifices her life, chooses to take on the danger and a curtailed life, if you will, in order to protect Han from the evil she believes she knows more about than Han in his naivete. I thought that this was a great subtext to the movie. Bringing it from a so-so or even lame Star Wars movie. Is that possible? Is that even possible, a lame Star Wars movie?
Depends on who you ask.
To a pretty insightful and provocative movie, even if not of the same epic caliber as we have come to expect from the original movies. Thanks for the email and thanks for listening in. I'm sorry, it's Colorado. I said Canada. He's a podcast listener in Colorado.
There's a big difference between
those. They're both
two.
North of us, right?
No, Colorado is not north of us.
Okay.
All Colorado is almost directly west and a bit south.
And a lot cooler. But both places are cooler than St. Louis right now, right?
That's because Colorado has mountains.
Yes. I wish I was on one right now.
So part of the reason that we might fail to mention that kind of a plot element is simply because we don't want to spoil it. With movies like any of the Star Wars movies, spoilers are a touchy thing. We don't want to spoil too much of it. It's hard to do a review and talk about these themes without spoiling some of it. So that's why we have our spoiler alerts on those movie reviews. In this one, I think we did fail to mention that. Now, what I'll do is we are scheduled, I believe, tomorrow to speak with Pastor Geese on the Incredibles movie. Am I right? We're going to be reviewing that movie with him. And so I'll simply bring that up in order to kind of wrap up that loose end for our listener here. Part of it is that most often Ted has seen the movie and I have not. Ted's the one that we actually have go see the movies for us so that he can review them. And I simply ask the question as the listener, so to speak. So if I'm not aware of a certain plot and he didn't want to include that part of the plot in order not to spoil the movie, it's hard for me to ask that question. But I will ask him that when we have him on tomorrow, just to kind of wrap up that loose end for our listener when we review the movies, the second Incredibles movie.
We'll be recording that interview with Pastor Geese at noon Central on Thursday, the 14th of June. And currently on Facebook and Twitter, you can post your questions or comments about The Incredibles, which is the movie that came out several years ago, and your expectations for The Incredibles 2 before noon Central tomorrow. And the listener with the best question or comment will receive a $25 gift certificate to his or her local movie theater. That's facebook.com/issuesetc or at issuesetc on Twitter.
What's next?
Well, we're getting lots of email on this. Marilyn writes, I've noticed the Looking Forward to Sunday Morning 3-year electionary has not been available for several weeks.
Okay, see if I can explain this. We decided to do a long series with Dr. Carl Fikancher on Looking Forward to Sunday Morning according to the 3-year lectionary. And that allowed us to go through all 3 years of that lectionary, series A, B, and C. When did we wrap that up with Carl? That was probably...
It was January of this year, because we started in January of 15.
So we wrapped that up in January of this year, and then we stopped doing that series with him. The series is over. What we have been doing is playing those as encores. So those play probably Monday or Tuesday every week as encores. If you're a live listener, you're not going to hear them. you will get them on demand with the rest of the on demand stuff and the stuff that is broadcast live. But those are encore episodes because we know people still want to get ready for Sunday morning. Now, what was it? Monday this week, we did play one during the live show, but that's because we were off and we played those as kind of a best of there. But those are not generally aired during the live program anymore. That series is over, but we do play them as encores every week. And you can get those just by going to issuesetc.org, and they're in the archive every week as an encore. Just look for encore, looking forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Crawford Kencher every week, and you'll find it usually posted Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest. When we come back, we'll go through more of your listener email and respond to the Issues Etc. comment line, the email address talkback@issuesetc.org, or the comment line 618-223-8382. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. The Issues Etc. 300.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When pastors talk about us, they call us ad crucem. When laity mention us, they speak of ad crucem. When non-Lutherans address us, they say ADC Rucam. But no matter how you say it, Ad Crucem is the place to go for greeting cards, artwork, jewelry, ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and all your gift-buying needs. Visit adcrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. ADCRUCEM.com.
I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Confessions of a Well-Intentioned Preacher. It details how I mistakenly ignored or explained away entire parts of Scripture in order to protect my hearers from legalism. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Lyman Stone writes about the certainty he found in the presence of Christ in his word and sacraments. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line on this Wednesday afternoon, June the 13th.
And in fairness to those who practice the one-year lectionary, Pastor David Peterson is also there looking forward to Sunday morning, according to the one-year lectionary at issuesetc.org, listen on demand page.
And those are being posted as encores too, because we got done with that series in 1 year.
Stephen. He's writing about our introducing the books of the Bible, specifically the one with Pastor Wolfmiller on Job. He says, Pastor Wolfmiller says that Satan makes the accusation to God that Job only believes in him because he has blessed Job with so much stuff. Pastor says that the devil wants to destroy everything good, those things being health, food, relationships, marriage, society, the state, spirit, conscience, etc. I disagree with him. The devil wants to make sure we aren't in harmony with God. We aren't saved or achieve salvation. Can't giving someone a bunch of good stuff have the same effect? That's his first question for you.
Okay, two things there. Certainly, Satan can use either wealth or poverty, either what we would call kind of the good things of life or the bad things of life. He can use either one. He is an opportunist. So if he can drive someone from faith in Christ, if he can separate them from God's word and his sacraments via great wealth and prosperity, then he will do that. Now, the question is, where does the wealth and prosperity come from? In the case of Job, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was not the devil who gave those things to him, but God who gave those things to him. Of course, the devil can pervert even what God gives as well. So he does this either by taking away or by giving, by letting you keep what you have so that your heart grows attached to it. Or as in the case of Job, we can speak in his particular case with authority only in that particular case. Let's see, if a man goes bankrupt, we cannot say necessarily that this was the devil doing this because we only have a sure word on the case of Job. We simply are left with unanswered questions there. But the devil can use the opportunity of either wealth or bankruptcy or health or sickness, and he will take that opportunity as much as he can. Now, the point of the book of Job is that Satan's accusation against Job was that Job blessed God and believed in God simply because God had blessed him. And that, in the end, is proven to be false. That accusation against Job is proven to be false. So you're quite right in saying it's not only that the devil can work when we are bereft of things. He can also work when we've got more than enough money in the bank as well. His ultimate goal, and you are quite right, is to rob us of faith in God, to drive us from God's word and his sacraments, to drive us from Christ. And he will use any means at his disposal, any circumstances at his disposal to do that. Were it not for God's constant, and this is another insight from Luther that we ought to keep in mind here, were it not for God's constant and unending powerful protection of Christians, the devil would succeed almost instantly to do those things. But with God's protection, his constant guardianship over us, the devil is thwarted at every turn. Now, Luther likes to talk kind of in common parlance that, you know, if he withdrew his hand of protection from us, then the devil would not allow us a single piece of straw, nor faith in Christ. But it is only because of God's protection. You come to the end of the day and you have remained a Christian, and your house is still standing, and your kids are still healthy and happy. You give thanks to God that he has protected you from the power of the devil.
Okay, I've got part two, Stephen's question here, and then we got to play this week's winner of Issues, Etc. What Does This Mean? Stephen says, Pastor Wolfmiller states that Job was deemed righteous by faith. Are Old Testament believers declared righteous by faith in the same way as New Testament believers? If so, why does Jesus matter?
Excellent question. Because that faith is in Jesus. Old Testament believers are deemed righteous by faith in Christ alone. Paul makes this abundantly clear, that what Abraham believes is not just the promise that he would have a son, that God would make him a great nation, but that he believes that original promise, that through the seed of the woman, Satan's head would be crushed. He believes in Jesus Christ, and that is why he is accounted righteous. Old Testament believers are accounted righteous, including Job, for precisely the same reason that New Testament believers are accounted righteousness, faith in Christ. Now, the New Testament believer's faith in Christ is more well-informed. It has more information attached to its content. But the Old Testament believers had faith looking forward to Christ, and we have faith looking back to Christ. There is no separate means of being counted righteous between the Old and the New Testament. They are precisely the same thing.
All right, time for this week's recipient, proud recipient of our contest, Issues, Etc. What Does This Mean?
This is Jonathan in Carrollton, Texas. Issues, Etc. What Does This Mean? Issues, Etc. brings in experts from relevant fields in order to support and proclaim the gospel, and also to alert listeners to ideas and movements that threaten the gospel in all of its articles. In contrast with widespread spiritualities, which would direct me to my feelings or experiences, Issues makes it much easier to learn more about and appreciate the Lutheran heritage, which directs me to God's promises found in the Bible, how Jesus redeemed me and ministers to me through his pastors to keep directing me to look to him through word and sacrament, and how on Sundays I am privileged to participate in that proclamation. Verbum Domini manet in aeternum. The word of the Lord endures forever. Societies change and the world will pass away, but Christ remains with us until the end of the age. Thank you.
That's our winner for Issues Etc. What Does This Mean this week? If you would send your name and mailing address to lynn@issuesetc.org, we'll send you an audio DVD of the 6 Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. Now, you can participate in the contest as well. We hold it every week. All you need to do is call our comment line 618-223-8382 and answer the question, Issues Etc. What Does This Mean? 618-223-8382.
Pastor Todd, do you know of a CD or series of CDs containing the Psalms which are chanted? And the reason why I bring this up is I'm listening to you talking about producing a CD, and you're talking about how you like to hear the words. I have a set of CDs of Psalms, but, you know, it's choral, and it's difficult to understand the words sometimes. I would love to just have them chanted. Anyway, thank you.
That is really a very good idea. That's something we should put in Jeff's yellow notepad as something we might consider as a future project. What he's talking about there is, you know, sometimes when there are choral settings of the Psalms, you can't understand every word. And after all, the point is the word. A good way to actually hear those Psalms is to be chanted. Chanted means halfway between spoken and sung. There is a resource called Lutheran Liturgical Prayer Brotherhood, and they have the canticles and the psalms with their antiphons on MP3. That is llpb.us, llpb.us, and they're chanted by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Ben Mays, who I am told has a fantastic and easily understood voice, not only for chanting the psalms, but as a guest on Issues Etc.
Maybe we should play one here. Let me see if it goes up loud enough.
Blessed is the man that doth meditate day and night in the law of the Lord.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Blessed
yes.
I think so. Hey, I don't have time to tell you about tomorrow's show.
Oh,
write
you
it
can't
up.
Type to me what's coming up tomorrow on the program?
So we got Incredibles with Pastor Ted Geese. We are continuing our series with Professor Stephen Parks, responding to Roman Catholic proof texts on 1 Timothy 2 and apostolic succession.
All right. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. I'm Todd Wilkin.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
"40 Years Greatly Blessed" is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-656. 0043.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.